I'm Anthony Moreno. KRWG News Time is 6:45. After the church massacre in Texas, state lawmakers and family members of victims are demanding a review of state and federal gun laws. Ryan Poppy reports.
George Hill lost his niece, Crystal Hill Holcomb, as well as seven other members of his family during the shooting inside the church in Sutherland Springs. Hill, a veterinarian in nearby Floresville, says whether it involved hunting or ranching, guns are an extension of everyday life in rural Texas.
I can hardly hear because I always had a gun up under my arm. So yeah, that was an everyday deal.
That said, Hill says it's time for lawmakers at the state capitol and in Washington to begin discussing who should and should not be allowed to purchase a gun and what type of guns in general should be made available to the public.
This man was dishonorably discharged on bad conduct. I mean, this guy's got an anger rage problem. So yeah, hell yeah, let's give him a weapon. What kind of sense does that make?
Hill is very much pro-Second Amendment, but he believes gun owners should be restricted from being allowed to purchase the same type of assault rifle that the Sutherland Springs gunman used during the shooting. State Rep. Poncho Navarez, a Democrat from the Del Rio area, agrees with Hill. Navarez has asked that the legislature begin discussion of a bill that would ban the open carry or public display of rifles, including the type of rifle used during the church shooting.
Police officers should be able to brace somebody that's walking around with a gun. Because think about it, up until the time the guy walked into the church or leveled off the weapon, police officer couldn't do anything about it.
Navarez says allowing open carry of handguns is very different than allowing rifles to be carried in public. He says because of their capacity, power, and fire rate, a rifle will always have the ability to cause more damage during a mass shooting. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.
And now from potential gun laws to guns being used as art. Since last spring, Santa Fe Community College has had access to a stockpile of decommissioned firearms. Students and faculty in the art department have transformed the metal parts into sculpture and jewelry. Those works are being displayed this month and will be auctioned off to benefit New Mexicans to prevent gun violence and scholarships. Spencer Beckwith recently talked with Santa Fe sculptor Jeremy Thomas about the project.
Your forging class was a big part of this Guns to Art project. Where did these old firearms come from?
They came directly from gun buybacks by New Mexicans to Prevent Gun Violence, then decommissioned, cut apart. Everything from revolvers to semi-automatic handguns to hunting rifles, all kinds of different parts and pieces of weapons.
So your students subjected these metal parts to all sorts of processes.
They all approached it in different ways. In the forging class, I tried to get them to approach it in the idea that iron is a mobile material. It can transfer from one object to another and deny its past usage and become something completely new. Having the students do that is the old idea of, you know, weapons to plowshares.
And what kinds of things did your students come up with?
Some of them were very floral, plant-like, which comes from that tradition of blacksmithing where you might have a floral motif in a piece of wrought ironwork. Other times, they just started hammering away on it, not knowing what they were going to make in the end. The process of making art is really closer to the act of play, and allowing them to play with the parts allows them to be creative with them. One of the students made this fantastic character that sits on top of almost like a surfboard out of gun barrels and different parts. It's really amazing to see where the imagination takes each student.
This is a divisive issue, guns. Was there a range of opinions among your students about working with guns?
Yes. There were some students that had previous experience with firearms, and for many of them, it was hard to step away from the fact that they were firearms. And some of the students that had no experience with firearms were much more experimental with the materials. To them, it was just an interesting shape that came from an object. And then there were others that just really didn't want to deal with the materials at all. And I gave them that option. But most of them chose to and were rather intrigued with what they could make with them.
Did you find, Jeremy, that the pieces of art that your students created were responses to the nature of the material that they were working with, namely gun parts, commenting on that or not?
Some of them were definitely making social commentary. Others did not. It's how they feel about it. After working with New Mexicans to Prevent Gun Violence, I started to really think about, you know, I myself am a gun owner. Why am I a gun owner? So hopefully the show itself brings some sort of awareness and some sort of dialogue to that, as well as help support New Mexicans to Prevent Gun Violence. And I think that many of the students felt the same way, that the work that they're doing is important.
Sculptor Jeremy Thomas teaches forging at Santa Fe Community College. His students took part in the Guns to Art project. And their work and others' work will be on display this month at the Form and Concept Gallery in Santa Fe. A benefit auction and reception takes place November 17th. For more information, go to KUNM.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.